This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Hi, folks. Tune in every Saturday at 11 a.m. for the Relive Lifestyles program. I'm David Leeds. What price do you put on your health? Relive International is a leading food science company offering U.S. patented nutritional products in 6 countries around the world. Eileen and I are excited to share with you what Relive has done for many people. Tune in 11 a.m. every Saturday. More information is available at 1-888-871-8734.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." This week, Pastor Jason will be speaking on the love of the Father. So grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
So how many of you know if my covenant is based on His Word and His Word is His bond, then how many of you know my life is secure? It isn't based on what I do or what you do. It's based on what He's done. That's why the Apostle Paul comes along in Colossians 3:16 and he says, "Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom." Why is that, ladies and gentlemen? Because the more of the Word that I can get in me, the more I can actually know what I possess. The more I can understand what's on the inside, the more I can get guided through this journey of my life, the more direction I'll have and I'll know where I'm going. You know what that means? That means I get a Word deep down on the inside of me. And it doesn't matter how off track I get, I got a GPS system on the inside. God's positioning system. I got a GPS that don't need batteries. It'll never fail. Amen. It's on the inside of me and it works on the inside of me. And it tells Jason on the inside that I need to turn right when I need to turn right. And I need to take a left up here when I need to take a left. And I need to watch out for that pothole in the street. There's a detour over there. You don't want to go down there. You might get sidetracked. And it's so I don't get off on the wrong exit and I don't make illegal U-turns and I don't go down a one way the wrong way and I don't run off the road and end up in a ditch with a flat tire stuck in the mud. Thank God for His GPS. Praise the Lord. Why, ladies and gentlemen? Because I have a covenant with His Word. And He guides me and leads me. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, there is a Word over your life. Come on, say that with me. There is a Word over my life. If you get anything else from this message this morning, I hope you'll get this. There is a Word over your life. Before you ever arrived on planet Earth, God said something about you and He said something to you. "Well, Pastor, I just got saved a few years ago." I don't care when you got saved. No. My Bible says that He knew you before He formed you in the womb. My Bible says while you were yet still sinners, He was already working on your behalf. He didn't wait for you to get cleaned up to come into the kingdom and then say, "I'm going to bless you." He blessed you and saved you while you were still a sinner. That's the reason why some of you are still here this morning. That's the reason why some of you didn't overdose on drugs. That's why some of you in the worst time of your life with a gun in your mouth didn't pull the trigger. It's because there was a word over your life. God wants to express that on you. Now watch this. When I realized my GPS, my God positioning system, will always direct me towards God. Watch this. There will always, always, always be a decision for me to make. I've got to make a choice. I can either yield to the GPS, or I can go on and do it my way. I can try to figure it out for myself. I mean, when I was little, we didn't have GPS. We had these things called roadmaps. Anybody remember them? And at family vacation time, there's always the story you hear about the vacations, and some family got lost somewhere in America and done drove 5 hours in the wrong direction, wouldn't stop and buy a map, wouldn't stop and ask for directions, huh? Come on, you know why? He was going to get there no matter how, what it took. He was going to get there, and wasn't nobody going to tell him how to get there, even if it took him 2 days longer to get there, amen? Why, ladies and gentlemen? A lot of it was pride. But he was relying on his own intellect, on what he knew. Man's system will always direct him wherever he feels like is the right way. Man goes by how he feels. I think I'll take a right up here. That looks kind of nice. Wait a minute, I didn't tell you to go there. You got to go this way because this is the way I've directed for your life. I know, but look at the shade trees over there, Jesus. No. I want you to get out here on the highway and cut across this desert. Well, no. Hang on a minute. Let me just detour over here to this little park and throw my fishing pole in and see if I can catch something today. That's why you can't go by what you feel. You need to go by a word from the Lord. But we spend a majority of our time doing what we feel. Well, I felt the Lord. I feel this way. I think. Why don't you just do what Jesus told you to do? Because you know what happens when I give in to what I think? I start living my life below the promise of my life. I start living my life below what God designed me to do. I don't know about you, but I'm blown away by the people that have just become content living where they're at. They've just settled. I'm talking about believers living in places that are nowhere near the potential that God's put on the inside of them. They've just kind of gotten content and passive and settled down there. Say, not me. I'm waiting on my dream. I'm believing God for my dream. No. That's not true. Most people live their life contented in the places where they're planted instead of thriving in the place where they're planted. They get up every day and go to a job they hate. Living in a marriage that they don't even want to take the time to get fixed. Just coexisting. What happens? Because we become so driven by our comfort zones. We take the path of least resistance. We're just going to go the easy way. And our security issues begin to dwell on us and weigh us down. And we become so afraid that we've got to deal with the challenge that's in front of us. We just want to do what's necessary to get to the next level of living that God's called us to be in, to move into the place of purpose that God's designed for each one of us. That's why a lot of people don't want to be bothered by what it takes to change. They don't even want to deal with it. How many know there comes a time in your life that God says, I'm not going to let you just be a hearer of the word anymore, but it's time for you to grow up and be a doer of the word. You heard, now do. You can hear something to death. At some point, you got to apply it to your life. But because a lot of people are afraid of the challenge, we're afraid God might require more from us than we're willing to lay out there. We just get passive on this thing. And we settle for a life of mediocrity, a life of passivity. We settle for a life of unfulfillment. And we live our whole Christian existence unfulfilled. We see other believers that are completely fulfilled, living the abundant life, and we go, man, that's what I'm striving for. And God's saying, alone, you ain't got to strive for it, you just got to do it. Stop being a hearer and be a doer. I'm helping somebody this morning. Listen, some of you in here this morning, you are called to be a business owner. God has called you. Some of you here this morning, you've been called to go to foreign lands. You've sat on the pew 20 years knowing you're supposed to be somewhere else. My God. Everybody needs to understand one thing this morning. There is a word over your life. Isaiah 59:1 says this. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, nor his ear heavy, that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated you from God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies. Your tongue has muttered perversity. In other words, my hand is not short that I can't intervene in the affairs of your life. My ear is not stopped up with earplugs so heavy that I can't hear your voice when you call me. He said, but yet there's a time that has come that has got a separation between me and you. We've been separated. Now watch this. He's not talking about eternal damnation. He's not talking about hell here. He's saying, you have become separated from the very benefits of the covenant that I have with you. I've established a covenant in my word, and you've become separated from those benefits. How many of you know my blessing is not based on my performance? Come on, we covered that this morning, didn't we? My blessing is based on his covenant. Let's try that one more time. Everybody say it with me. My blessing is based on his covenant. He said, you've separated yourself from my covenant. That's why you're not enjoying my blessing. That's why you don't have my power in your life. You're not enjoying the power that I've spoken over you. There's a separation that's come between you and me, and it's available to you. You just don't have it because you've been separated from me. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, God hasn't stopped hearing you. Come on, somebody. He's still up there. He can hear everything, and he's not too weak to help you. He's not mad at you. He don't have a headache. He wants to help you. That's not the problem. The trouble that we experience is because sin has separated us from the power of God, and it separates us from the blessing of God. And he says, here are the sins that have done it primarily. Your hands are filled with blood. Your mouth is all messed up. You're talking a bunch of junk. Two things, he said, that separate us from the power of God, the blessing of God. The sins we commit with our hands. In other words, activities that we engage in that are ungodly. That will separate you from the blessing of God. Now, most people don't have no problem believing that. We all know if you hang out and do sinful things, then you're going to rob yourself from a blessing. You're going to leave a door open in your life. The devil will come in, kick you in the teeth, and take your blessing. Come on, we know that, right? We don't have a problem believing that. But the second thing that he said was, the thing that causes you to be cut off from the power of God and cut off from the blessing of God is you don't understand the power that's in your mouth. He said, you mutter perversity. Mutter. That's a neat word, isn't it? Mutter. The word mutter there literally means to groan. To talk under your breath. He said, you mutter perversity. It's the same word that's used for murmur. Somebody say murmur. Walk around growling. I don't know who they think they are. It's going to get cow. How you doing? Doing just fine. Praise the Lord. Some of you may know what I'm talking about. When you really don't want to say it to your wife because you've had all you can take, she walks out of the kitchen, you stand there going, oh, God, why did you give me that woman? The biggest test of my life. That's not praying. That is not praying. That's complaining and murmuring and muttering. You walk away from the kids, those crazy kids, God, why did you give me those kids? They're driving me nuts. He said, that's what's going on. You mutter perversities. And he says, because you don't understand the power that's in your mouth, you separate yourself from my power and you separate yourself from my blessing. You sin with your lips. Our text says this, death and life. That means you can go either way, don't it? You can live or die. I can either speak death to it or I can speak life to it. Both of them are in the power of my tongue. I can speak life and raise it up, or I can speak death and kill it. Amen? How many know your words are connectors? Somebody say connectors. They're door openers. My words either open doors to God's blessings and power, or they open up the door to the enemy and the forces of hell. I can allow the devil in, or I can allow God in. Amen? Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And those that love it shall eat of it. Listen, that word love right there is very simple. It means honor. Honor it, respect it, esteem it. When you learn how to honor, respect, and esteem the power that's in your mouth, then you'll eat the fruit of it. You'll eat of it. In other words, you'll enjoy the fruit that comes from learning how to live off of the words that God's put in your heart, the words of heaven. And they'll become a blessing to your life.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
How many know when things are not in alignment? When you're driving down the road and your car's out of line and not in alignment, you'll get pulled off this way. You get pulled off this way. Sometimes your car's so bad you got to put both hands on the wheel. What do you do? It's time to go to Tire Kingdom, ain't it? Or Goodyear. I mean, now when you find a believer that doesn't have their language lined up with heaven, then their conversation always goes into the ditch, either on one side or the other. Isn't that right? It's because they're out of alignment with heaven. They love God, believe God, and they say things like, well, I just call them like I see them. That's just the way it is. Well, how many of you know you're supposed to be seeing people the way Jesus sees them? How many agree with that? You're supposed to deal with people, see people the way Jesus sees them. You're supposed to view the world the way Jesus sees the world, because the way you see them is filtered through you. And the way Jesus sees them is filtered through him. So how many of you know if you're driving along and you hit a curb and you go into a ditch, then you got to get in alignment. Isn't that right? You got to take your car in and get it lined up. You can't just keep driving your car, because how many know there ain't cars don't line themselves up. You can't just keep driving, it's going to work itself out. You can't just keep talking and work yourself out. Eventually, you got to go in and line yourself up, just like you can't just keep talking. You ain't going to line yourself up with words. He said, you got to get into the garage and get lifted up on the lift and let somebody get on there and do some work on you. And listen, I've come to lift somebody up today and tell you, you got to line your words up with heaven. You got to get into a place where you begin to agree with the words of heaven. Begin to agree with what God has said over you. Begin to agree with the promise and the potential that God's put on the inside of you. Begin to speak to your dream that God's placed in your heart. Amen. Get your language right. Get it aligned and then head back out on your journey again. When God gets to saying something in heaven, you get to saying the same thing on earth, and it gets in alignment, then guess what? Heaven comes to earth. Isn't that what Jesus said anyway? We ought to be praying. We get tempted to go off into all kinds of negativity, don't we? And all kinds of unbelief, and we get all emotional, and we start screaming and hollering when people push our buttons. Where'd that come from anyway? Push your button. In your face, in my space. Do you really own that space? I've often wondered if you really do own it. I mean, is it like the FAA, you know? And you have an FAA, you have like a little thing, this is my space, don't come in my space. You know, don't be flying your stuff, don't be putting your planes and all your words in my space. This is guarded. I will shoot you down with my missile if you... Some of us, man, we're armed and ready. Don't get my space. I love you from there. You get in here, it's all over. And we start saying, well, I feel this way, and I say what I think, and nobody cares about me, and this is the way life is, and you rejected me, and you hurt my feelings. Can I just declare today, you got just as much power to speak life into yourself than you do death? You got just as much power in you to look the devil in the eye and poke him in the eye and push his button? And say, if God be for me, then who's against me? I'm above and not beneath. God is on my side. There's no condemnation for those that are in Christ. I mean, you could just go on and on and on and on and on. I got a promise. We used to sing that in kids' church. I got a promise with a capital P. Remember that? Boy, we were singing the promise when I was little, amen? Covered by his blood. It's a blood covenant. Hallelujah. How many know in Genesis we learned that God created man in his image? Isn't that right? And my Bible also teaches that God is spirit. So how many know we're like God? We're in his image. That means you're a spirit. He's a triune God, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. You're a triune being, body, soul, and spirit. Isn't that right? That means that if God came in the building, he wouldn't walk in here. How many understand that? He got legs, but he don't have to use them. He can just descend right through the ceiling. You understand? God is spirit. Amen? How many know that's why Jesus had to put on flesh? He had to put on a body. Amen? Because God's a spirit being. God's a spirit. And how many know you're a spirit? Touch somebody and say, I'm a spirit. You don't have a spirit. You are a spirit. You are a spirit. You have a soul. You live in a body. Isn't that what the Bible teaches? Amen? So in Genesis 1, when God made man, he made him like himself. He made him like a spirit. But then it comes along in Genesis chapter 2, and he says that God created man from the dust of the earth. So we have two accounts of God creating man. The first time he created him, he made him a spirit. The second time, took the spirit, put it in some dirt, and breathed life into it. How many know at the moment that he breathed life into the dirt, you had the ability, your spirit man had the ability to talk? My God, let that settle in on you for a minute. How many know God gave Adam speaking authority? Come on, Adam sat out there and he named all the animals and the trees and everything. Yeah, that looks like, I call that a bear. That's an oak tree. No, I'm going to call that a rose bush. That's an oak tree. He did it. Adam did it. He spoke it. God gave him the authority. Amen. So now Adam has the ability to express himself in words. I have the ability to express myself. I have the ability to express my will. I have the ability to express my emotions. Whatever I want to say, whatever I want to express, I can do that. I can express what I believe with my words. Isn't that right? Now, if I understand that I'm a spirit that has the ability to speak because God gave me a mouth, then how many of you know that means I have to keep my spirit in alignment with heaven? Because I can speak some things that ain't from heaven. That's what David was talking about in Psalms 94 when he said, lean not on your own understanding. Don't lean on that. How many know mankind has the capacity to become very intelligent? I ain't one of them. It's okay. I've dealt with it. But there are some very intelligent people in the world. But he said, no matter how intelligent you are, no matter how smart you are, you can't just lean on your own understanding. Because your understanding will lead you into the ditch. Your understanding will lead you off to the wrong road. Your understanding ends up on a wide, fast highway to nowhere. What eventually is somewhere with some gates on fire. Sometimes in order to line heaven up, it won't make sense in the natural. Sometimes God will have you do something that don't look good, don't look intellectual, doesn't look smart, doesn't look logical. He just wants you to do it anyway. How do you know God's had me do some crazy things, man? People say, you're out of your mind. No, I'm not really out of my mind. I'm just being obedient to the Lord. When God drops truth in my spirit, he doesn't drop it into my feelings, ladies and gentlemen. That's not where he drops truth. He drops it into my spirit. I know because my spirit bears witness with his spirit. I know it's from the Lord. My witness bears witness with his spirit that I'm a child of God.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Meyers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Now enrolling for the 2014 school year. If you live in St. Lucie County and have a desire for your child's education to include Christian values and principles, then we want to meet you. Golden Rule Academy offers small class sizes, caring Christian educators, sports, and both accelerated and paced BSE programs. Free K-12 grade scholarships are available and going fast. Call today, 464-1597. Again, that's 464-1597. Golden Rule Academy, training up children in the way they should go for over 8 years.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA-compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.